It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the LA Local Morning Update, keeping you caught up with the latest from KNX News. Check back this afternoon for the LA Local's full daily briefing on what you need to know in SoCal.
Where Elon Musk shows off his robo-taxi in Burbank. It's all on the line tonight for our boys in blue, but first, recovery efforts are underway still in Florida.
This is home, and it's gone. Home is gone. So home ain't home no more. So yeah. I'm very emotional.
It's so hard to hear that. Just one of thousands of people in Florida who've returned home just to find the devastation, their homes damaged or destroyed. Forecasters say Hurricane Milton dumped so much rain on Florida, it qualified as a one-in-a-thousand-year rainfall event. Hundreds of people and pets have been rescued so far. CBS News reporter Vlad Dudier is in St. Petersburg, and this is after touring Tampa, where the floodwaters in some places were waist high.
We rode along with a rescue team from the sheriff's office as folks flagged them down from their waterlogged homes, seeking a lift back to dry land. We met Lillian Bikar just moments after the 80-year-old left everything back at her soaked home.
This is a bad dream, very bad dream.
Now, flights have resumed in and out of Tampa. Walt Disney World and Universal Orlando have reopened. SeaWorld expected to reopen again soon, later this morning. And President Biden is speaking about the recovery.
The president will update the American people about efforts by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and other agencies to help the people of Florida after Milton and states including North and South Carolina after Helene. The update follows yesterday's statement, where Biden said FEMA has all the resources it needs to handle both crises at the same time, although he also said Congress will need to replenish funding, especially for the Small Business Administration. President Biden also lashed out at those spreading misinformation, in particular, former President Trump. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
Over the past 24 hours, of course, we've seen some of that destruction, homes off their foundation, homes just completely gone due to flooding. And, of course, a lot of us want to help. We want to make donations to the area. Kathy Whitman reports on how to make sure that donation actually goes to a legitimate organization.
Residents in the southern United States are experiencing a devastating crisis after two terrible hurricanes. Many want to help by making donations, but it's important to make sure the nonprofit sends the money directly to those in need and quickly.
That they can get to the location if that's what they're doing, and that they are registered nonprofits to be taking in donations.
Amma Galvan with the Better Business Bureau says after disasters like these, unscrupulous people set up fake charities.
Do your due diligence to verify the nonprofits before donating.
And if it's a GoFundMe campaign, make sure any posted pictures are legit. If there's an email solicitation,
look at grammatical errors, look at the names of the people in the location. There's been some of these that are fake.
As a backup, you can go to give.org to check.
I'm Kathy Whitman, KNX News 97.1 FM.
We'll talk more about the situation in Florida after Hurricane Milton coming up in just a minute or so. Here at home, Dodger fans going to pack the stadium tonight. Game 5 of the NLDS against the Padres. Do or die, John Baird. He's going to be there for the game tonight. Hi, John.
Hey, good morning. This season, you know, the Dodgers won the Western Division for the 11th time in 12 seasons, but this will all go up in smoke again unless they're able to beat San Diego tonight here at home. And I was trying to remember the last time the Dodgers played a series clincher at Dodger Stadium. I know they won Game 7 in the championship series at Milwaukee in 2018, and they played Game 7 of the World Series here in L.A., 2017 against the Astros, and lost that one. That game was pretty much over by the second inning. The place was so quiet that, and some families had spent thousands of dollars on tickets for the game. And I just checked StubHub for tonight's game. The cheapest seats at the moment with fees are $187 a piece. But again, this could be the first time in a long time, if the Dodgers can win, that they've won a playoff deciding game at home. We'll find out. Game time, 5 o'clock tonight, Dodgers-Padres.
Go boys in blue. Well, Tesla unveiled its long-awaited robo-taxi last night at Warner Brothers Studios in Burbank here. Cyber cabs don't have steering wheels or pedals. They're AI-controlled. Elon Musk says the vehicle will make things easier and safer for us.
With autonomy, you get your time back. This is a very big deal. So it's not just a safe, like it'll save lives, like a lot of lives, and prevent injuries. I think we'll see autonomous cars become 10 times safer than a human.
Analyst with the Enderly Group, Rob Enderly, says Tesla is using all new technology, different from those Waymo cars.
They're using a different technology. The Waymo cars you see on the road are last generation. Tesla will be next generation of the show. It's much less obvious, much less of the LiDAR units and the massive number of cameras and the rest of it.
Now, the Cybercabs expected to cost under $30,000 when they hit the market in 2026. We've got more information on the recovery efforts in Florida from Hurricane Milton. We talked to property damage and loss attorney Candace Rojas Colucci, who's been surveying all the destruction.
You are in the Clearwater area, sort of the Tampa Bay area. And last time we talked to you, you had gone through Hurricane Helene and suffered damage from that hurricane. Now your area has been hit by Hurricane Milton. What's the scene there, and how is it different this time than the last time?
You know what's so crazy is that it's really, truly unprecedented. You know, as an expert who deals with hurricane claims, I have never truly seen something like this. Like, so when Hurricane Helene came in, we had massive amounts of flooding kind of more along the coast and we have areas that are close to the water. All those areas flooded, but there wasn't a bunch of wind storms. So it's almost like Hurricane Milton came back through and was like, well, we want to make sure we get all those other areas. So it reflooded the same areas, but then it caused massive amounts of wind damage. I mean, roofs are torn off, trees are all over the place. Like I was just passing, we've got no gas almost in most of the areas, but I just passed a mobile home park that was completely underwater. I mean, I could see the top of some of the actual mobile home park. So it's just truly devastating because now it's really completed the whole entire area from it hit from all the way down to from Naples, all the way into like Orlando area and all the way back up. I mean, it's just, it went up so far. I mean, really has just been shocking with how much damage it's done.
Candace, I don't know if you had a chance to drive around. The hurricane made landfall about 50 miles south of you, Siesta Key. Some of those barrier islands, we were told before the storm, even during the storm, that they may not be habitable for months. Have you seen any of that severe damage, which I guess would be a little bit south of you? I know where you are. You're Clearwater Beach. Anything? Have you seen anything like that?
Yes. Yes. So I actually have already went down there and we started doing some recovery work, like just setting up a station, just asking anybody if they need any water, gas, food, any of those things. So we have seen the areas, and absolutely, there are some areas where they just completely have been washed away. So those would need to be completely new rebuilds if they end up doing that. But they definitely will be uninhabitable. Businesses will be uninhabitable for, I mean, it could be much even longer than months. It's a very long process, but it's very devastating. Entire towns have just been completely kind of just shut down to a complete stop. And the damage is really unfathomable because a lot of people just don't have flood insurance. A lot of people don't have enough coverage. And so that's what we're seeing a lot is the desperation and the tragedy of not knowing how you're ever going to rebuild.
Have you heard from people that are being dropped by their insurance companies?
So that's not going to happen this fast, but I can assure you it will. That's a process that usually takes place. They give it a little time. They usually wait, about 6 months after these type of claims, where you'll start getting letters and notices saying that that we're going to drop your policy effective a certain date and you need to find another insurance. That's what happened after Hurricane Ian. And so I have no doubt that we'll probably see that again.
That's property damage and loss attorney Candace Rojas Colucci.
The search is on for shooters in a road rage incident that closed the 5 freeway for hours yesterday. And the governor says a former NFL star could win a high-profile political office here in California. Those stories and more as 20 minutes of nonstop news continues.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the new head of security and safety at UCLA is speaking out about making things safer on campus following those pro-Palestinian protests and encampments. Rick Rizzell is the inaugural associate vice chancellor of a new Office of Campus Safety. The former Sacramento police chief talked to the LA Times. He says he has hired outside consultants to do a deep dive into security staffing levels based on such data as the numbers of calls and response times to make sure there's enough security to respond in a timely manner. Brazil has also hired outside help to prepare a protest response plan moving forward.
Well, the freeway reopened after hours and hours of being closed, the 5 in Boyle Heights, but they still haven't fined the guys accused in this road rage shooting that caused the closure. This guy lives near the scene.
I heard a shot like from my home.
Yeah, things got heated on the side streets between people in a gold Cadillac and a dark-colored Dodge Durango. Tempers escalated when they got on the freeway. The Cadillac ended up rear-ending a car near Grande Vista exit, and the CHP says that when the suspects in the Durango got out and started shooting at the people in the Cadillac,
that driver of that Cadillac then made a U-turn going southbound and northbound lanes of the 5 freeway and causing a couple of crashes with other uninvolved vehicles and then crashing into the center divide where the vehicle then remained.
Investigators trying to track down the two men that took off in that Dodge.
Well, the daughter of a missing Linwood woman asking for the public's help to find her mom. Adriana Rodriguez was last seen April 8th in Downey. Her daughter, Valerie, talked about how hard these last 6 months have been.
It's been very tough these months without her. And I wish I could spend more time with her.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department's been working the case since April, but so far, no leads for the missing 40-year-old woman.
Rally at LAX this morning. This is at the United Terminal 7. The United technicians out there because of contract negotiations dragging on. It's the usual stuff. They want a pay raise, higher safety standards, and better health coverage. This is going to last until 9 o'clock this morning.
Well, former NFL star may have his sights on entering politics. Former Seattle Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch says he may run for mayor of Oakland. He talked about it on his podcast, Politickin', with Governor Newsom and Doug Hendrickson. Newsom says a private poll in Politico is showing people in Oakland could back Lynch.
They didn't even get into issues. So this is just bio. You get up to 61% favorability. Your unfavorability climbs a little bit, 23%, still off the chart. And that's just BS bio stuff. That's not even you. That's just like some composite.
Current mayor of Oakland facing a recall election, and her house was raided by the FBI. This happened back in June.
There's a new survey on what Hispanic voters think about the Democrat and Republican presidential nominees.
About 60% of female Hispanic voters who responded to the survey by the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research have a somewhat favorable or very favorable view of Vice President Kamala Harris, but only 45% of male Hispanic voters do. And about half of Hispanic women voters think Harris would make a good president, whereas about one-third of Hispanic men do. Hispanic men are more likely than Hispanic women to think that Trump has the toughness the presidency requires. And about 60% of Hispanic women voters say Trump would not make a good president, compared to about half of Hispanic male voters. Donna Water, Washington.
Well, the man formerly known as Kanye West had been hit by a lawsuit over the private school he founded named after his mom. Here's Chris Seans with the story.
The suit is filed by a former employee simply identified as John Doe. Attorney Ron Zambrano says his client was hired as a fixer by West and that in his job he learned of some very disturbing information involving West's school known as Donda Academy.
John Doe specifically got an allegation from a subsequent employee of Donda who said, hey, there's abuse going on at the school. John Doe relayed that to the upper echelons of the Yeezy, and he was told, okay, we'll figure this out as to next steps. And then within 20 to 30 minutes, Yee's on the phone yelling and threatening his life.
The lawsuit is now filed in L.A. Superior Court. It alleges retaliation, intentional infliction of emotional distress, and numerous labor code violations. I'm Chris Seidens, KNX News 97.1 FM.
Former President Donald Trump set to hold a big rally tomorrow, Riverside County. He's going to be out there near Coachella. One big question is why the former president is coming to a blue state instead of one of the battleground states, which will help decide the election next month. Joining us live with some answers, we hope, Riverside County Republican Party Chairman Matthew Dobler.
Chairman, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be here with you.
So this is about the down ballot, right? Congressman Ken Calvert from Corona has faced a difficult re-election fight against Democrat Will Rawlins, and his district could help determine control of Congress. So is that what this visit is all about?
Absolutely. I think Congressman Ken Calvert is doing a great job in Washington, D.C. for our community. And I think Donald Trump understands that, and that's why the president is coming to Riverside County. He understands how important Congressman Calvert is to his agenda when he is reelected in November.
Matthew, we've seen rallies before on either side, and we see sometimes surprises, some celebrities or some people we may not expect to hop up on stage there. I mean, he's in Coachella, not far away from here, L.A. and Hollywood. Are we expecting, are you thinking we may see some surprises on stage with the former president?
We haven't had any confirmation of any surprise stars, but like you said, he is close to Los Angeles. A lot of celebrities spend time out in the Coachella Valley, so we are anxiously awaiting to see if there's anyone that joins him.
You've been feeling pretty positive about voter registration there in the district for Calvert, but you still have to get people to actually mark the ballot, cast it, or mail it in. So what is your expectation or hope, I should say, about voter turnout?
We're seeing a lot of energy to vote, especially from Republicans. So I think voter turnout is going to be high. And part of the job of the Republican Party of Riverside County is to encourage Republicans to get out and vote, to encourage folks to mark their ballot all the way down from president all the way down to city council, water board, and school board. And so we're doing that. And as our volunteers are going door to door, they're seeing a lot of excitement to get out and vote this year.
So let's talk a little bit more about the presidential race. You spent some time years ago getting Trump elected, and you were in Michigan. There's a new poll
Correct.
Out this morning by the Wall Street Journal that shows Kamala Harris with a slim lead in Michigan, Arizona, Wisconsin, and Georgia. How do you think that Donald Trump can turn that around for voters in Michigan and take that state?
You know, I think he's going to spend time in Michigan and in the entire Midwest. And I think his message of making America great again, of bringing back jobs and preventing more jobs from leaving is something that resonates in Michigan. Whether you're a Democrat, an independent, or a Republican, I think his message of creating a better economic future for our country resonates with families in Michigan. And I think he's going to continue to get that message out. And I know from talking to the campaign that he has plans to spend more time in the Midwest, which I think is hugely important.
And Matthew, you'll be there tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow?
I will. Yes.
All right. Tomorrow. That starts at around 5 o'clock. That's Riverside County Republican Party Chair Matthew Dobler. Thank you for joining us.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.